Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 15th parak of Maseches Kelim. We're up to parak Tesvav, Mishnah Beis. So, says the Mishnah, Aruvos shel nachtomim tomeos, baking boards that bakers use, where they just, put out the dough to shape it like a loaf of bread, can become tamei midrabanan, even though it doesn't have a base kibul, it's just a flat thing. V'shel balebatim taharos, but if it's not used by bakers, it's used by regular balebatim, then it's tahar. Sarkon o Kirkaman tomatoes. If they painted the ones that belong to Balabayas with red or with yellow or something like that, then they're tamei on a drabanan level, even though they don't have a base kibul. Davshel nachtomin shakavo ubakosel, a shelf that a baker uses that's attached to the wall. Reb Lezer says it's tzar because it's attached to the wall, so it's attached to the ground. I think that's the Chum say that it's going to be tamei even though it's mechuber lekarka because it was a kli before you were ever mechaber to the karka. Sarod shel nachtomin, tamei. A sarod of nachtomin of bakers is tamei. One second, I lost my place here. There I am. Srod shel nachtom in tamei. A srod of a baker is going to be tamei. A srod is also, it's pshutim, it's a flat board that he would cut the dough up on. Vishal balibatim tahar, meaning whatever's going to be tamei, since it's a flat board, it's pshute kliyate, so it's not makabal tumah on a daraisa level. So shel balibatim, it's going to be tahar. Gifo me arba ruchos of tameim, but if you put a rim on all four sides, so now it has a base kibul, so now it's tamei even on a daraisa level. Nifrats miruach echad tahar. If it became broken open on one of the four sides, so now it doesn't have a real base kibul anymore, and now it's going to be tahar. Rabbi Shimon Amar Skina Lios Koritz Olav. If the balabayis changes it in some way in order to put to slice dough in it, tamei, it becomes tamei. V'chein ha-maruch tamei. And a wooden rolling pin that you roll dough flat with becomes tamei as well. So moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Yam Nofesh Shel Salosin Tamei, an animal screen made out of animal hair, a screen made out of animal hair that's used by people who sift flour can become Tamei even when you take it off of the frame that it's normally on because it's considered a kli. V'shel Balei Batim Tahar, but if it belongs to Balei Batim, not Salosin, not people who make flour, but regular people, then it's tahar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avshel Godeles Tamei Moshev, that even the screen of a Godeles is Tamei Moshev. A Godeles is a hairdresser, so it becomes Tamei with Tumas Moshev, which is a type of Tumas Midras. Mipnei Shabanos Yoshos Betochav Godlos, because the young ladies sit in it while they have their hair braided. So therefore, it's considered to be something that people sit on, and therefore it's Tamei Moshev. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that that wooden and leather kalim that are flat do not become Tamei on a Daraisa level, but we said that there are certain types of flat wooden and leather kalim that might be Tamei on a Darabanan level, and we gave a bunch of cases where we might distinguish between that which belongs to a professional and that which belongs to a balabayis. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about a screen that's made out of hair, and if it's used by a salat, it's going to be tamei by actual people who make flour, and if it's used by balabatim, it's going to be tahar. And then we spoke about the hairdresser's screen that was used for girls to sit on, and therefore it's going to be mekabel tumas moshev. Next time we'll pick up with Parak Tesvav Mishnah Dalet.